Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yeah, we got a great show for you today. For those of you out there, you know who I'm about to introduce, but I want to do it anyway. I get to hang out with Mark Anthony, and I get to do that every Thursday at 4 p.m. and then other times too, but every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific time for a show, The Psychic and the Doc. And so one of the things that I love about being able to watch someone as they go through and they're exploring the psychic lawyer, Mark Anthony, psychic explorer, they're exploring the world as we see it and the world in the afterlife as we see it. But here's the thing. Mark and I have the best fun on the show we do. But out of that comes such an in-depth body of knowledge. So many answers, so many things that people are longing to know more about. And when I think about this and excited, you know, we had to keep this under wraps for like months, not being able to talk about his book, what the show's about today. But this psychic explorer has now brought a book to the forefront that combines, in my opinion, you know, quantum physics, the energy and the frequency of the afterlife, hence the book is called The Afterlife Frequency, and the scientific proof of spiritual contact. And that awareness, you hear it on the show we do every week, that is an awareness where people will be like, oh my gosh, yes, that's my uncle. He used to wear polka dots every night. I mean, when you hear this kind of information come through and then the heartfelt connection, there's a term that Mark will talk about today that he uses on every show we do. But more importantly, I am honored and thrilled to have him on this amazing event and the launch of the afterlife frequency, the scientific proof of spiritual contact and how that awareness will change your life. Author, Mark Anthony, friend, co-host, are you ready, ready, ready for the quest for answers? And are you ready to receive them? Mark, it's great to have you.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. You know, I can't think of a better show, a better place to launch this book. And, you know, October 5th is a very auspicious day for me because 15 years ago today, my mother passed. And she died in her sleep from heart failure. And it was a very difficult time in my life. And she was an extremely gifted psychic medium. And when my publisher, New World Library, announced, they told me in, I think it was at the beginning of January, that, we have a release date for your book. It's October 5th. And I'm like, okay, Mom, thank you. And so this is quite an honor. And, you know, we have been doing, I've appeared on your show many times over, I guess, the past decade at least.
Yeah.
And we're coming up on the 1 year anniversary of our show, The Psychic and the Doc.
Who knew?
And it is just, thank you. I could not be in a better place to launch this new book, which I've spent years writing. And thank you so very much. I'm just so excited to be here.
I want to read what one of the people wrote in the inside cover of the book, if I could. Ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Mark Anthony has done it again. Whether you begin the walk with him from the point of spiritual synchronicity or plug into your new spiritual situational awareness, or are captivated by the beautiful stories, you will immediately find yourself in a Q&A with the scientific data and wonder, are there really this many faces of the light of God? Who wrote that? Oh, Dr. Pat Basile, host of the Dr. Pat Show. I wanted to read it, and there are many things that people say about the book. But I got to experience this with you. I do it every week with you. You have written several books, best-selling books. I'm sure this one is well on its way to a New York Times best-selling book. But I must talk to you about this book. I watch you verify things. I watch you do it every week and then even beyond. But this particular book, it's different. I really do believe that there's so much that you've done to capture the elements of quantum physics in dimensions we can't see, but can be verified. What was it about writing a book about the frequency of this?
My dad and my mom were both psychic mediums. They both had these abilities. Mom was an artist and a commercial illustrator, and she was fun. The way I like to describe my mom, it was like having a combination of Lucille Ball, Shirley MacLaine, Elizabeth Taylor, and my dad would say a touch of Muhammad Ali thrown in, you know, and she was just really esoteric and but could crystallize her spirituality down into very, very simple and easy to understand terms. My dad was a Navy SEAL and a NASA engineer. And I remember I was about 8 years old and we were talking about space because I just loved the fact that he worked with space technology. And he told me, he said, "Mark, a mystery is just a question for which we do not yet have the answer. And there's nothing beyond our understanding if enough research goes into it and enough study, because everything has an explanation." And that really stuck with me. And that's why I wrote this book, Dr. Pat, because, you know, my other books touch on the science and the spirituality. But based on the questions I was getting from people and on my own curiosity, is spirit communication, and there's different forms of it. Traditionally, near-death experiences have been put, I call it the salad bar approach, okay? Everything's like different. Near-death experiences are in one canister, shared death experiences are in another, deathbed visions are in another, mediumships in another, a visitation from a loved one, an out-of-body experience is in another canister. And I started seeing that there was a connection between all of them. And I call all of these different forms of interdimensional communication, because that's what we're doing. We're in the material world, Earth dimension, and we're communicating with the other side, another dimension, interdimensional communication. And Dad's lesson resonated with me. There is a reason why this happens. It is explainable through science. All these are interconnected. So that's why I wrote this book, to explain how this happens, why this happens, and where this happens.
Well, you know, one of the things that I want to be really clear about for people, there are so many other things you've written in your other books. There's just so much of it. And you'd really touch upon that as you start the book. You come out of the gate, I'm going to paraphrase. You basically said, "Look, I've traveled the world. Looking for evidence of eternity. I've traveled the world for this." And then you introduce us to that, in case we forgot that you've traveled the world to look for that. And then you don't waste any time. And this is what I loved about the book. I said, any time hitting us up with something that we absolutely probably haven't heard before. I got to do it. The electromagnetic soul. I got to go there. And whenever somebody in the second chapter of their book introduces something you haven't heard before, you have to know that the essence of this has got to be an important thread throughout the book, right?
Yes, absolutely. And the electromagnetic soul is a term that I have introduced to explain what we really are, Dr. Pat, which is in the realms of faith, we refer to who and what we are as a soul, a spirit. In the realms of psychology, okay, you're a psychologist, consciousness, okay, consciousness. And what does faith teach us is that the soul pre-exists the body, comes into the body, moves on after the body dies. We now know from the laws of thermodynamics and physics that energy is neither created nor destroyed, only transferred from one form to another. We know that the brain has a quantum electromagnetic field. So the electromagnetic soul describes what we really are, which is pure consciousness, a soul that is eternal electromagnetic energy. So we don't die. That energy of who and what we are simply transfers to another frequency, the afterlife frequency. And Dr. Gary Schwartz, head of parapsychology, psychology, physics, science at the University of Arizona, and he's head of the Soul Phone Project, which is technology to communicate with the other side. He wrote the foreword for the book, and he called me up and he goes, "Mark, the electromagnetic soul, the EMS. I love it. I'm using it." And it's like, well, thank you. So the EMS, the electromagnetic soul, is already catching on in the scientific community because the scientists that are looking at this said, well, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. And look, you know, when we take a look at this, and really, I don't want to give everybody everything in the book, you know, because I think you have to read it. One of the things that I'm really struck by is the beautiful way you weave stories in the book. And, you know, you're talking about experiences with people, you know, maybe whose loved ones have passed who have had Alzheimer's, right? I mean, there's so much depth to this. I want to ask you this question. As you decided to talk about this and write about this, what were you in most awe about, Mark, from your journey in bringing this book forward?
There was something that was a trigger, which actually is not in the book. So that's why I don't mind telling the story.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the best friend I ever had, his name was Billy, and we met in junior high school. We were 11 years old, went to junior high school, college, and we were both raised in the Catholic faith. But, you know, my parents were medium, so we had a very progressive view of faith. And Billy was an atheist. And so from high school onwards, we had this ongoing debate as to whether or not there's the existence of an afterlife. Now, certainly I advocated for the afterlife, and he said that he couldn't believe it. And so after college, I went to law school and he went to Asia, and he studied, he learned to speak Japanese, Cantonese, Indonesian, and Thai. I mean, he was a linguistics genius. Who knew? Wow. And we were both from the surfing culture of East Coast, Central Florida. And he'd always call me dude. Like, I'd pick up the phone, dude, hey, bro, you know. And so one of the greatest times in my life is I wanted to study Buddhism in Asia. And so I went to Asia, and he and I traveled through Japan and Thailand. And, every temple, I'm in there talking to the Zen Buddhists in Japan, because Buddhism in Japan is a lot different than it is in Thailand. Okay. It's like Christianity, you know, Christianity in Italy is different than it is in, you know, Canada. And he would say to me, he said, "I don't understand how you do the psychic thing, the whole talking to the spirits thing." He goes, "I still don't believe because there's no technology. There's no technology. There's no science that can prove this." And the reason I bring all this up, Dr. Pat, is we were such good friends that when he proposed to his wife, they asked me to perform their wedding ceremony because I was a notary public. And I'll never forget that. I'm standing up there. Everybody that I loved was in that audience. My parents were there, his parents, his wife, Yuki, her family from Japan, all of our friends from college. It was like, oh my God, I know it was one of the happiest days of his life, but it certainly was one of those I'll never forget. But long story short, he always grappled with depression and alcoholism. And I know that we talk a lot about these issues on the psychic and the doc, and certainly as a world-renowned psychologist, I know that you address this a lot. And he fell victim to suicide a few years after that. And I was crushed. I mean, absolutely crazy. He was my brother. I mean, for all intents and purposes, he was my brother.
Yeah.
So when I was on the Never Letting Go book tour, I'm at Estes Park in Colorado at this paranormal conference. And my manager, Rocky, and I know you know Rocky, she's one of the producers on The Psychic and the Doc. Yeah. She travels with me. And so I'm signing books, and she's I just done my presentation, and we're in the conference room, and we're at the Estes Park Hotel. Fantastic. You know, but for all the listeners, go there. It's supposed to be one of the most haunted places in North America and all this. Anyway, she's walking around looking at the other vendors, and she was really fascinated with the paranormal investigation equipment. And there's this really well-known paranormal investigator. His first name's Chris. And so I'm signing books. She's about 100 feet away. And all of a sudden, she stops dead in her tracks. She's walking by this table. And out of this device, this thing called a spirit box, she hears, "Get Mark." And she stops and she looks at it. This is "Get Mark." And Chris goes, "Do you think he means your Mark? Mark Anthony?" And so all of a sudden I hear, Mark, get over here. And I'm looking up like, what? You know, and they're like going like this, you know. So I get up and I run over there and I'm like, what's going on? And people are, you know, crowding around the table. And all of a sudden out of this thing, I hear, "Dude." And I stopped and I looked at it. And Rocky looks at me and goes, "Mark, that's," and I hear, "Love you, bro." And then it filled with static. And I, Dr. Pat, almost fell down.
Yeah.
And Rocky goes, "Dear God, Mark, that was Billy's voice," because she knew him too. And it was. And so I was overwhelmed, flabbergasted. But then I began reflecting on it over the following years. And this is what I call spiritual synchronicity. And it dawned on me, the atheist, the one who said there is no science, there is no technology, what did he select to get a direct message through to me?
Yep.
And so when you ask what was I in awe of writing this book, is the knowledge that there is a scientific explanation for spirit communication, that it is based on energy transfer and frequency alignment, and that it is explainable through quantum physics.
And I love this. And for those of you just tuning in, Mark Anthony, my very special guest, also my co-host on The Psychic and the Doc. That show, by the way, is on transformationtalkradio.com. It is Thursdays, every Thursdays at 4 Pacific. And we do a combination for those of you out there. Most of the shows are live call-in shows. The phone line's open and boom, we're there. But we also interview people. So we're trying to find this really cool blend. We have some great things coming. But more importantly, today, it's all about this. It's all about this book. It's all about the afterlife frequency, the scientific proof of spiritual contact and how that awareness will change your life. Okay, Mark, look, one of the things I want people to know, how do they get a copy of the book? Let's just tell everybody throughout the show today. And I know Jamie is putting some things on Facebook as well. We also have your website coming across there on social media, afterlifefrequency.com. Everybody, listen, afterlifefrequency.com. When you go there, yes, you will see Mark, that smiley face. Just look at that with the blue jacket. I love that jacket. He wears that all the time on the show. And then you'll be able to get your copy of the book. You can sign up for the newsletter. You can schedule your in-person readings. And here's what I know about Mark. Anybody that's thinking, I want to do something for the holiday, it is now the time to schedule with Mark. Mark, all of the above. But I've been doing this 18 years, day one, crust busting. I get more requests to bring crust busting back than anything. So we're trying to plan it for 2022.
Okay.
But out of all the shows, I cry more during our show than I've ever cried. And, you know, sometimes it's obvious to me. And to the audience that's watching, it's obvious. But most of the time, Jacob has got the camera on you. So I get to be like, But then when you kick people to me to speak with, it sometimes is so hard for me to get back into my skin because what you've just shared is so profound. And one of the things that I want to talk with you about in this book is you take us on a complete journey. Now, I want to say this to people. You don't have to have any knowledge. If you're thinking, oh, maybe I should go get a couple of other books. Yes, you're going to get very insightful from Mark's other books, but you don't have to have it to read this book. Because what you do is you take us through a thread that taps upon spirituality, Jung's version of collective conscious, what he talked about, the unconscious. You talk about collective conscious communication and consciousness communication. Also, you talk about spiritual situational awareness. Now, I want to talk with you about all of them.
Okay.
And the reason I want to talk with you about all of them, because the way you've laid the book out is you're showing a thread. And that thread leads up to the chapter on after-death communication.
Right.
So you set the stage for all of us in the beautiful stories. I mean, I just thought, I'm reading the book. I'm thinking, how old is Mark? Because my gosh, did he actually live this? I mean, is this like all these things you've been through? But let's talk about why these elements of the book that you've decided to include, because you could have included a million things.
Yes.
But there's a thread. It's almost like you're weaving a beautiful tapestry for us to get ready for the conversation about near-death communication. Did I read that right? Or am I
absolutely
projecting?
No, absolutely. Because what it is, each, you see, a lot of times people said, oh, I picked up your book and I just skimmed this one chapter. It's like, you don't do that with my books. You have to start from chapter one, because what's going to happen is each chapter will introduce a new concept. And then I illustrate it with stories that I want people to be able to relate to. And then the following chapter will build upon the concepts in the previous chapter. So each chapter is important, and you have to read it in order so that it does exactly. Thank you for noticing, but you know, I'm not surprised that you noticed, because you know, you're like Dr. Pat. And each chapter builds upon the previous chapters, because I want to educate, I want to entertain. Also, I've spent my life, I'm an attorney, but in my free time, I was always I wanted to study supernatural, paranormal, ancient ruins, mysteries. That's what I like doing. I remember when I was
Hey, I think we froze up right there, Jamie. Is that true? Benny, Jamie, let's go to a quick break. We'll be right back, everybody.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion. First Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about Care Hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your Care Hero tip of the day. During all Care Hero journeys, the need to keep track of a lot of information arises, some of it critical. Possibly the greatest challenge Care Heroes face is the gathering and organizing of information. Just as every trade has a power tool, whether an electric drill or a laptop, my family's Care Hero power tool was the three-ring binder. We generated a mini library of labeled three-ring binders, one for each category of information, complemented with additional spiral notebooks used to detail medical appointments and episodes. This unfussy and convenient system of binders helped my family stay organized and able to deliver the dignified care and end of life my parents desired. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 12 Pacific here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
Yo, everybody, welcome back. Yes, Mark Anthony is my guest today and the author of a fabulous book, The Afterlife Frequency. And for those of you out there, I want to make sure you know how to get your copy. Let's make it easy for everybody. Let's just go and make sure you go to afterlifefrequency.com. You could also pop that in Google. You can take a look at it. Please go ahead and get your copy. You know, and why am I saying this? Look, almost everyone that you bump into has talked about something like this. They've talked about, you know, I just don't know why I turned right. But I just, you know, I could hear my dad saying, make sure you turn up. Like, really? Well, yeah, because this is part of what today's show's about. You know, it's one thing to talk about the afterlife frequency. It's another thing to be Mark and really go through this and explain how things show up. And I want to just be clear about a couple of things. When you go through this, this is not the book necessarily. I mean, you could flip through it and go to a couple of pages, but it's also the kind of book that you want to read from the beginning because the stories build, the dots get connected. For anybody out there that has had experiences like this, where you're thinking, man, I'm losing it. Well, maybe not. Mark, it's great to have you back. And we will put your face back over on Facebook in a minute. We got a bunch of people on Facebook saying, oh, Justina, oh my goodness, have angel bumps all over. Your mom loves you like crazy.
Oh, thank you, everybody. I appreciate that.
Wow. Mark, I want to talk about a couple of things. When you sat and decided to bring this message forward, right? And I mean, bring this message forward because it is that kind of message that we bring forward. But one of the things I wanted to ask you about is there was an end in mind. And when I say end in mind, there was a new level of understanding that hopefully we would all get, and an understanding that would help us not feel like we're losing it because we've had these experiences, right? You and I have talked about this on The Psychic and the Doc, where I gave examples of people that were locked up for the remainder of their lives. You know, they were locked up because they heard their parents talk to them. They heard something. Tell us about the absolute purposeful writing of the book and the message that it brings forward for the day and age we're living in today.
It certainly is about explaining spiritual phenomenon through scientific means, but it also is about understanding 5 points that God exists, you know, whatever you want to call God, the divine power, the energy that links us, that the divine power exists, that our soul, our electromagnetic soul, is an eternal living being, that we can communicate with the electromagnetic souls that have left this dimension, that we will be reunited with our loved ones in the light when it is our appointed time to leave this material world. And I think that it's very important for people to understand those things, because in this day and age, it's real easy to gloss over spirituality. Like, you know, it doesn't exist, but it does. Mm-hmm. And that spiritual phenomenon is not just a figment of someone's imagination, but that it's a real thing.
You know, Mark, one of the things that you talk about, and I want to really get to this, for those of you just tuning in, I'm so thrilled to have Mark Anthony join us here today, the psychic lawyer and much more. The book is The Afterlife Frequency. You know, I was reading, rereading the book again, and I was coming to the part about near-death and shared-death experiences. And I was reading this, and then it caught me for the second time. The subchapter title underneath it, it's like near death and shared death experience. May the force be with you. Right.
Right.
People have died and returned. Yeah. People have died and returned to life. And
yes.
And not had words for it. Right. Or not had ways to explain it. This is where you are witnessing people through this book. Do you understand what I'm saying when I say witnessing people through the book? Right.
Absolutely.
Right. There's, because of the way you're writing this and how you're writing it, it's almost like you're validating what people say that have been discounted. And I want you to hold that thought because we're going to take a short break, a really short one. Come back. Mark will be right with us back on Facebook. But there's a sense here in this book that not just explains this to people, doesn't just talk about it and help people understand what's going on. But there's something else that goes on in this book. I call it a spiritual witnessing. When we come back, we're going to talk about why that's important and how it changes the lives. Stay tuned, everybody. Be right back with Mark Anthony.
Guess what? You don't need to wait until the new year to set new goals for yourself. Hi, I'm Joan Marlowe, the host of Awareness to Action, and I'm taking this concept to a whole new level. I've developed a program to take your awareness to action in 90 days. Let me introduce you to your day one. Day one can start any day you choose, so why not now? We will use powerful brainstorming, mastermind, visioning, and goal setting techniques to open your awareness of what you really want in your life. And take action with intention to get there. Choose to work with me one-on-one or in a small group. Let's connect, lift each other up, and hold each other accountable. I'm offering a free consult to design your program. Visit my site, peacefullyhealing.com, to connect with me, and let's find out when your day one will begin.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit nancylandrum.com.
Hey there, I'm Ricky Schwartz from My Turn Life Coaching, Reclaim Your Life. How do you know if you're living your life and not someone else's? Here's one way to find out. First, list out your top five core values. For example, mine are empathy, excellence, passion, service, and core values. Then put those core values into short first-person core value statements. In my case, one, empathy powers my relationships. Two, excellence is the goal in all things I do. Three, passion fuels my perseverance. Four, my value is measured by my service to others. And five, core values drive all of my life decisions.
Now ask yourself, am I using my core value statements to drive my personal and professional decisions? Maybe not. Maybe you've never even considered doing so. And that's where life coaching begins. Go to myturnlifecoaching.com and let's put your personal core values into your driver's seat.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's so great to have you tune us in and turn us on. I'm Dr. Pat. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. You might be thinking maybe this is the psychic and the doc, but for today, it is the Dr. Pat Show because I'm honored to have my friend, colleague, and co-host joining me here today. I get to be part of what Mark does every week. I get to be part of this. And I have to tell you, through the psychic and the doc, I'm in awe most of the time. And, you know, I've gotten a little comfortable with it now, more comfortable with it now, but I'm always in awe because there's something that Mark does on the show to make sure that he is connecting with loved ones and that this is the connection for the right person. Now, I will talk about this later, but for those of you, it's all about the afterlife frequency. It's all about this book. Today. We're honored to have him on the show on the day of his launch. I want to thank Mark for bringing this conversation forward because it is about time. We start to talk about spiritual contact, start to talk about science, we start to talk about proof, and we start to talk about the hearts and the grieving that goes on between those that have passed on. And right now, 22 months in COVID, talk about grieving. We hear it every week on The Psychic and the Doc. Mark, it is so great to have you here.
Thank you. We do. And, you know, I saw a very grim statistic yesterday that over 700,000 people in the U.S. have passed from COVID. And I mean, that's just shocking. I mean, this is terrible. And, you know, we get a lot of calls from people who are coping with loss caused from several different factors. But I've noticed, as I know you have, many of them were COVID related. And one of the things that I just love about working with you on The Psychic and the Doc is I'll bring through information. And sometimes, you know, I don't understand everything that's coming through because I'm just the conduit. And then the recipient, a lot of times they're like a little bit stunned. You know, they're like, wow, how is this coming through? Or they don't know what to make of it. And they go, okay, Dr. Pat. And then you crystallize it down and say, well, you need to look at it like this. And then we're both like, oh yeah, that's it. And it's really amazing to have your, I don't want to call it clinical, but it's like a clinical professional analysis of the information coming in right away that really puts it in focus for people. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because that's one of the reasons I wrote the book. I wanted to have an analysis of spirit communication phenomenon. I see a lot of my colleagues interviewed that are mediums. And how does this happen? I don't know. It just does. And spirit told me this and spirit told me that. And that's fine. But I've delved deeper into this because I want to understand how and why this happens. There's a physiological reason why humans are capable of communicating with spirits. Yeah. And so I explained that. And a lot of that comes from my background as an attorney, because I was a prosecutor. Then I was a criminal defense as well as civil litigation, which was injury cases, particularly head injury. So I had to study the human brain. And when I was working with my mediumship, I said, wait a second, all of this ties together. And so that's what I wanted to do for the reader and put it in a form that people can understand. I mean, all right. You majored in psychology, and I'm sure a lot of it was interesting, but some of the books you had to read were probably like, and God, in law school, some of those books, I mean, I would have rather drank a cup of cement, liquid cement, than try to wade through these books, you know? And I always said that when I write books, I'm not going to do that to the reader. I want them to be engaged, entertained, and educated all at the same time.
Yeah. You know, what was funny about me, and this is what I love about this, you know, I hadn't thought about this, Mark, till just now when you just talked about this. You know, what did I study when I went back to school? You know, what part of psychology did I study? And I studied something that was near and dear to my heart. I never understood the psychology of agreements. I never understood that. And I never understood the psychology. I now call it the psychology. Bottom line is, listen, anybody ever break a promise to you and you feel betrayed? You feel, yeah. I mean, come on. Everything from, you know, a parent that you think died too soon and didn't keep their commitments to you, or a promise of a vow in a marriage. And there was so much of this going on at the time for me. We had just repealed the psychological contract at work. So that meant everybody like no longer had job security. So it became fascinating to me. And I had an unusual journey. I was allowed, yes, allowed, to really study this and interview people and talk to them. But I want to get back to what I said, because that study for me and the outcome of it, and even the postdoctoral, people said, no one has ever witnessed my experience. No one has ever witnessed it.
Yes.
I have 1,200 pages of notes that I'm not quite sure what to do with. But I want to get back to that, because every bit in your book, my interpretation is you're witnessing people.
Yes.
You do it. You're witnessing. You're saying, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're okay. I don't know that you meant to do that in the book or meant to share it, but every story in here is a validation.
Well, the way I look at the book, yes, I'm in the book because I'm writing it about my perspective and my understanding and my observations of things. But I look at myself as I'm just a character in the book. And that the people whose experiences that I'm relating, yeah, I'm a witness to that. And because these people, and I've chosen many different types of people, different types of causes for their losses. I think that, you know, everybody who has lost a loved one, they are united in grief. And sadly, grief is the great equalizer. Okay, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, living in Buckingham Palace or you know, wondering where your next meal is coming from. It hurts all the same, and that is something that we're all united by. And everybody has a grief story, but everybody also has a spiritual contact story, whether or not they're always aware of it. And it's important to articulate that and to witness it, because I think for a lot of people that don't understand, well, why did that happen to me? Or what is this phenomenon? And then all of a sudden, they read about someone else who had a similar experience. It's very relatable.
It's relatable. And I have to say that if you listen to, you know, any readings you ever do live on air during this show or Psychic in the Dock, you know, what happens to it is people feel like they're not alone. You know, to take a journey where you had either a near-death experience yourself or shared death experience, or have had a conversation with somebody that's passed on, there's this moment where nobody will listen to you. No one will really witness what you've gone through. And the depth of aloneness that you feel from that, Mark, is so painful for people. Yes. And see, this is a part of you connecting science and spirituality, because why would we be communicating so that we could feel alone? No, right?
Yes. Yeah, particularly when you get into situations like a near-death experience, at least we now live in an era where people can talk about them. But historically, somebody dies and then they resurrect. And they come out of the experience with these stories of, I went through a tunnel into the light. I saw my deceased loved ones. I think I talked to God. All right. Well, aside from baffling both medical professionals and religious scholars, these people are looked at as crazy. And even to this day, you have the skeptics, you know, hemming and hawing and picking at it, saying, well, it's just a side effect of the dying brain. And I certainly address all of those attacks in the chapter on near-death and shared death experiences. But for a lot of people, these intense spiritual experiences, whether it is a visitation from a spirit or a near-death experience or as someone they love is dying, and all of a sudden they start seeing the spirits of their loved ones that are going to greet the person that's transitioning. They need to be able to make sense of this.
Yeah.
And they also need not to feel like they're out of their minds, because this is real. And yes, we have to witness these things so people can understand it.
You know, Mark, I know we've got a few minutes left, and there's much more to come. You're going to be doing other shows on other networks. You're going to be really taking the message out there. And I just want to, I want people to know too, that, you know, for them, if they want to find out more, if they want to get a copy of the book. And by the way, congratulations on the book we're talking about here today, everybody. This is how fast this book's going. The Afterlife Frequency, please don't wait to get it. Congratulations on your Amazon bestseller ranking on this in such a short period of time. But I'm not surprised. I mean, I think the people are hungry to really hear something positive, upbeat, to know that they can connect. And I want people to know that you've made this so super easy that all they have to do is simply go to afterlifefrequency.com, afterlifefrequency.com. And you're going to be able to find information about Mark. You're going to be able to get a copy of your book. You're going to be able to schedule time with him. And Mark, I know we have a few minutes left and your book covers so much. But the thing that I hear, and I've heard it on our show, and I've had my own experience with it, near death, almost near death, not sure it's near death. So many people have been thought to be insane.
Yes.
After having an experience and then standing there and talking to doctors about it or not remembering what just happened, and you find yourself in an emergency where, I mean, you could go on. But aren't you on a separate warrior passion journey to help people understand there's nothing wrong with them?
Yes. And, you know, Dr. Pat, because it's the anniversary of my mom's passing, I want to tell the story, which will answer your question. About 2 weeks after she died, I was coming back from court, and I was driving, and all of a sudden that one of those waves of grief was hitting me. So I pulled over, and I'm sitting in this parking lot near a strip mall, and I just figured I need to get my composure because I was a senior partner in a law firm. I didn't want to walk in crying and all that. And all of a sudden this flash of light goes off. And the thing is, it was in my head, yet it felt like it was in the car. And I instinctively turned to the passenger side seat, and I could see the silhouette of my mother in the silver white light, and her voice filled my mind's ear. And she said, "Mark, you've been given the gift of mediumship so that you would not be crushed by grief, but now you must help those who are suffering with theirs." And I fell back in my seat and I broke out in a sweat, and talk about an aha moment. And the thing is, Dr. Pat, within a year, I remember I had switched jobs. I left the private practice and I went to work at this government agency. And also my new book comes out. And I remember I was with Rocky, and I was in Massachusetts. I was at Harvard, and my boss from the government agency called, and he's like, "Well, how long are you going to be up there and all this?" I said, I'm done. And I go, "Accept this as my resignation." And I hang up and I look at Rocky and I says, "Oh my God, I just quit. I just left the practice of law." And she goes, "Mark, look where you are." And I'm looking around. She goes, "Where are you?" I go, "At Harvard." She goes, "What are you doing in an hour?" "Lecturing about the afterlife and my new book." And you know what? I've never looked back. And the thing is, yeah, that was my aha moments, but that is for everybody. We all have those. Maybe mine had been a bit more like a cold smack in the face. But the thing is, everybody matters. Everybody counts. Everybody has psychic and spiritual experiences. This book will teach you how to recognize those, accept them as real, feel them without fear, and trust in the experience, because everybody is capable of receiving messages and aligning with the afterlife frequency, whether or not you're a psychic in the medium, because it's not paranormal. It's not supernatural. It's a normal part of human nature.
Yeah. And Mark, that's why, first of all, I'm so excited for one, how important this message is, but two, this is a book that is not just beautifully written, but for those of us that like the science of things, that those of us that really want to understand electromagnetic soul and what happens with that frequency and the capacity for that, you know, this is the kind of reading that will help all of us totally understand that we have and are always in access of each other, no matter what form we're in. Not the earth skin. Yes. We are in access of each other. Aren't you, in fact, then helping people make that connection? Thank you for today, Mark.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Thank you for having me on the show. I want to thank all of your listeners. Keep tuning into the Dr. Pat Show. And on Thursday, there's this incredible show with two of my favorite hosts of all time, Dr. Pat and me. And that's the Psychic and the Doc. And let me tell you, it is such an honor to work with Dr. Pat, to see the healing, the wisdom, the immense sense of compassion that she brings to people all over the world. And so thank you again, Dr. Pat. And I appreciate you. Mm. I'm so honored to launch my book, The Afterlife Frequency, on the Dr. Pat Show.
And we're honored to be doing this with you. The other thing is, let's mention, we have a blast. We have so much fun.
We do. I know. You know, I remember, you know,
we have so much fun.
I always thought of work as a four-lettered word, you know, but when you start doing something that you love, it isn't.
Oh, my gosh. It is like, I'll tell you, I don't know how we've done this with our audience of that show, but we have combined grief, compassion, afterlife communication, and fun in 1 hour. And I think that we just show up as each other, and that's all we can do. Thank you, Mark, for everything you're doing in the world.
Thank you again. God bless.
All right, everybody. This book is The Afterlife Frequency. It is available. Just go to Amazon, but please go and check out afterlifefrequency.com. Congratulations on your Amazon number one ranking. Thank you so much for that. And you're not done. You're just starting. We're just starting.
Today is certainly a good day. Yeah. So God bless. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, let me mention, everybody, when you go to the audio book on this, Mark's voice, that's really new and exciting. It's in Mark's voice. So you really get the afterlife frequency and then the frequency. That's Mark Anthony, everybody. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.